I guess, first of all, congratulations, Troy.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate that. I'm excited.
Tell me about the process.
Well, the process started, you know, I guess for me probably a year ago at this time when Jim Playfair hired me in a roundabout way. Not that I was ever coming in to replace Jim. That certainly wasn't the plan. But just, you know, getting to know the new organization, new people. And we just came down to an interview process, which we took care of in St. Paul just last week. And I survived that part and excited to get going as the head coach in Abbotsford.
Was it a fairly painless interview process and all of that went fairly smoothly?
You know, it was, painless in terms of, like, I've been around for a while, so I've been through interviews before, and it was a good interview because I felt comfortable with the people in the room. There was, you know, five guys or whatever sitting there picking your brain as to what your thoughts are and development and how you're going to create a culture that, you know, kids can grow in and you can develop players, so I thought it was fairly painful. I kind of presented to them more than they asked me questions. I went in there with a little bit of a plan, gave them some thoughts on what I thought was important for the guys in Abbotsford.
Take me back to last summer when Jim Playfair brought you on to his staff. Tell me about the decision to join the Abbotsford Heat.
Well, I was in Minnesota's organization for 3 years, as GM, assistant GM and coach there, and with Kevin Constein, and I was down there, and, you know, at the end of that, there was a change in management in Minnesota, and when you change management, you go a new way, and so they went a new way. I had interviewed for the Houston job before I'd left and didn't get that, so I was looking for, you know, their opportunity, and got connected through a mutual friend that Jim and I had, and, you know, we interviewed at the airport in Vancouver in the middle of the summer for about 6 hours, and we hit it off, and we had a good year together. I learned a lot, and it was a good year in Abbotsford, and you know, then things just matriculated into today.
What type of things do you learn from a guy like Jim?
Well, you learn of a lot of experience. I mean, I think there's always something special about people that are high draft picks in this game, and they do things and see things a certain way. That's how they attain that status when they get drafted. And then you look at his experiences as a coach in St. John, and you look at his experiences in Calgary, and then to go back down to the American League and be a teacher. You know, there's always different things that you can pick up from people along the way, and I thought Jim was instrumental in some things for me on a defensive side of the game. He tends to look at it more that way. I look at it a little bit more offensively. Not to say that one's better than the other. It's just a different way to look at things, and so I learned a lot, and a lot of times when you've got a lot of experience, Pat, you learn different languages, and the languages usually, as you get older and you become better at it as a teacher, they just become simpler terms, and so you always not so much tactically picked up a lot from each other, but I thought our terminology, it helped me a little bit become a better coach in some ways he looks at things.
He is Troy Ward, the new head coach of the Abbotsford Heat, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. You spent that time with the Houston Arrows. You've been an assistant coach before, but now becoming a head coach, is this kind of a culmination for you and a real big thing for you?
Well, it is. I always say dress shoes, tennis shoes. I've had the tennis shoes on for 4 years, so I'm used to running around for somebody else and trying to help them become good head coaches and help them in front of the team. And so, you know, it's going to be fun and exciting to put on a pair of dress shoes and go to work. I haven't been a head coach, you know, since I think 07. I was in Victoria with the Salmon Kings in the East Coast League for part of the year at the end of the 07 year. So, you know, it's been 4 years, and, you know, I've wanted to get back to a head coaching position, but you got to be in the right place at the right time and obviously have some success or have people believe in you. So, you know, I'm excited to get back behind the bench and run the bench.
As you say, switching from the tennis shoes to the dress shoes, do you see any adjustment at all?
No, not really. I don't see myself changing. We have a great group of kids in Abbotsford, and I think, you know, Troy Ward is going to be Troy Ward, just as I was as an assistant coach with him. I would consider myself a communicator and a guy that gets along with people very well, and, you know, it's about managing people, and obviously there's some pressures that go along with the people I have to manage relative to their expectations or the organized expectations for them to grow. But they're still people, and you deal with them, you know, politely and fairly and honestly, and you give them some love, and at the same time, at times, you got to give them a little push and them a little bit quicker at things than they normally want to be at that stage in their development. So I'm going to approach it the same way I always have, whether I'm an assistant or their head, and I'm just going to be, I'm going to be there for them and do the process.
Troy, those final 2 years with the Houston team before you joined the Abbotsford Heat, you were also the assistant general manager. Now as a head coach, what do you take from that experience to bring into your new position here?
Well, I think, you know, what that affords you, Pat, is you have a lot of opportunity to talk to agents, and I think you get a different perspective anytime you put that on. A lot of time head coaches, pro hockey or assistant coaches, you're not afforded a management position. You don't spend a lot of time with agents and trying to maybe understand the game a little bit more fully from a lot of different perspectives. And I thought that's what that gave me. It gave me a great deal of respect for, you know, the communication that has to happen and how much those two people have to want to get to the same thing. And so you got to manage that relationship a little bit. You understand what the players are going through, the expectations. The general manager side of it, obviously you go through meetings at the end of the year and the beginning of the year where you got to sit down with players and you got to take your coaching hat off and talk about the big picture, which is the big picture of the organization. So it affords you a little different opportunity to be honest and corrective. So it gives you a good experience that way. So there's a lot of different areas. Obviously it goes into the whole money side of the business, but that doesn't really affect me so much with the players going forward. But it does give me a basis on what we're doing and how we're going about things.
Joined on the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline by the new head coach of the Abbotsford Heat, Troy Ward. I guess, tell me about last season and what you saw from your team.
Well, I saw a good group of young kids that were, in some ways, out of the gate, probably too young to be successful in the American League, although I thought Jim did a good job of managing that group as the leader. We kind of stayed above 500 most of the way. We had a couple of dips here and there, but as young as we were, I thought we put guys in the positions to really grow. Some of the guys that came up at the end of the year, Lance Bulma, Greg Nemitz, these guys, they grew a lot. They played a lot down there. So it was, in some development phases, it was almost like a two-year development phase. That's how much ice time they got. So we had a good year. We put ourselves in a position to battle right down to the end, the second to last game to be in the playoffs. Unfortunately, we didn't get to that level, and I think that's the level we have to attain this year, is we have to get to a much deeper level. I think if you're going to help create a special organization in Calgary and help this thing grow, just as we sit back and watch NHL teams grow through the Stanley Cup playoffs, we have to grow through the American League playoffs years ago, and I think that's the next step for this group of kids. They got to get back and understand that they have to compete in September, and they're also going to have to compete in sometime into May and even into June. So I think that's important for them. But it was a good group of guys, and they worked extremely hard for us.
I know the team had issues scoring at times last year. Do you think that another year under some of these young players' belts will help in that regard?
I think for sure. I think it's two things, Pat. I think it is going to be the experience that they gained this last year, and I think the other part of it is what we do as a group of management side and then the coaching side of what we do. The management side plays a role in which type of players do we bring in to help assist the development of these kids. If you want to develop a Lance Bulma or a Nemo on the right side, you've got to have people in the middle of the ice that can distribute the puck and make sure that these guys get the puck in the right positions. And so we've got to create, in the management side of things, some good players that can come up to Calgary and help out, for sure, while the young kids are developing, and help the Calgary Flames, but really come down and do a good job helping us develop the kids, and at the same time getting a lot of ice time themselves and continue to grow their own game, but help us in the development side, and that's really critical. And then the coaching side is we're going to have to manage the puck. I want to manage the puck and stay over it. I'd rather have it than give it away, so I'm not real interested in giving it up that much as a head coach. So we're going to manage the puck and make sure that we can kind of control the tempo.
Two more for you, because I know that it was a real large growing season for Leland Irving in net last season. You've got Joni Ortio in the fold as well, but what did you see from Leland last season?
Well, I saw a great leap in maturity as a human being, I think, first and foremost. His preparation is outstanding. I thought he grew up there the most. Leland's past has always been, he obviously could always play the really good game. I think we were looking for consistency issues going into the start of the year, and I thought he delivered all those things. And a lot of that had to do with his you know, the regimen that he put himself through as a professional goalie, and how well he was prepared and how he stayed on top of his physical and mental conditioning. And I thought he did a great job. He really grew up, and he had an outstanding year for us. And he was, for me personally, he was our MVP. He was the best thing that gave us a chance to win night in and night out when some nights we had some off nights with our youth.
And Troy, I know that this is a season that you're hoping to build on from last year. With some of the guys you expect to have back this coming season, who do you identify as somebody who, with taking a big step, could really help this team?
Well, first, you're going to look to the first two guys that I think spent some time at the end of the year. That's not to slight anybody else. But for sure, you know, you got Greg Nemeth on the right side, and you got Lance Boehm on the left side. Those guys have got to come back, and they've got to have a kind of breakthrough sophomore seasons. Mm-hmm. They don't need sophomore slumps. I think on the defensive side, T.J. Brody is a guy that really, really improved after Christmas. Not to underscore Chris Breen, who was kind of an unknown guy who came into camp and 6'6", a big defenseman, had an outstanding year, along with a guy named Joel Pascula on defense, who's kind of bounced around, was in the L.A. organization, signed as a little bit of a free agent with us last year. All three of those guys on the left side had just outstanding years for us on the blue line. So you look for those guys to continue to rise within the organization. And up front, you know, you've got the Brian Camerons. You've got a lot of young guys that have promise. House, you got all these guys who have been able to score goals in the Western League. And now we have to put them in the positions where they can hopefully grow and physically mature as well as mentally mature into the position where they continue to score at the next level. And that's a tough thing to do. So we've got to give them opportunities. But there are a group of young players down there, Pat, that I think are going to come. But we're going to have to be patient at times, and then sometimes we're going to have to accelerate that process.
Troy, congratulations, and thanks so much for doing this today. All the best of luck for the coming season with the Abbotsford Heat. And once again, congratulations, man.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate your time today.